Welcome to the XSF podcast, hosted by Devante and Lou. This is the podcast to show that every human is capable of being extreme. Tune in to discover how you are too.
You got it. Like, you have to, I realize in life, speaking of recovery, is sometimes you just gotta go. Like, cause I thought about that. Like, when I hit my hand, I was like, oh snap, like I hit my hand. And now I'm at work the next day, my hand is like not the best it should be, and I use my hands. And then I'm thinking about the gym when I was like incline dumbbell pressing, and the weight's coming like this, pressing against. And I was like, I'm feeling pain right now. And like, you could be one of those people that's like, oh, I gotta recover this and I shouldn't be using it. And I'm like,
it's the wrong way to look at it.
Well, it's a way to look at it. The way I look at it is like,
it's a way to look at it.
We're meant to like be pain.
You're supposed to feel though. Like, I mean,
exactly.
It's
like, to me, pain is.
It's not. To me, it's more so the fact of like you were saying, it's a receptor for you to then pay attention to, so then you can adjust what the fuck you're doing, not just to stop, right? So like for me, I just got re-injured, but just had surgery on my ankle, bro, and going through this whole recovery process, was in Chicago on a trip, re-rolled my just brand new $20,000 ankle and thought I just fucked everything up, bro.
$20,000
like,
ankle.
Jesus. And, you know, now it's like, okay, well, what am I going to come home and just sit here? Like, yes, I'm going to rest. I'm going to elevate. I'm going to ice. Yes, it's fuck the rice. We've all heard it, right? But the thing is, there's a disconnect.
Wait, did you say rice?
Rice. Yeah.
Can you explain rest. This? Because some people definitely don't know what that is. So what is that? Like, for the people that are listening, what is rice?
So you got rest, ice, elevation, and compression. So, wait, did I say that backwards? Yeah, I think I did. Yeah.
You get the point.
Yeah. It's rest, ice,
I'm compression, like,
compression, elevation. Yeah, there we go. The dyslexia went away for the morning. We're good.
I'm like, damn, dude, you can't spell rice, bro.
But yeah, so, I mean, which it has a lot of value. Do not get me wrong. Like, yeah, like if especially with swelling, you know, getting inflammation down and just letting your body heal. Yeah, that has value. But the thing is, like, for me, this is why I fucking started what we're doing, man, because of the fact of, like, not just for skateboarders, but for all humans out there to know, like, hey, if you get hurt, like, that's okay. Like, yes, listen to, like, what your doctor's saying of, like, you know, staying off. And I'm not saying, like, if you roll your ankle or whatever, like, doctor tells you to wear your boot. Don't go out there, take your boot off and go fucking crazy. You know, that's not what we're saying, but it's more so, like, keep your body moving. Like, that's just a receptor for you then to listen to be like, okay, well, what can I do now? How can I change this? You know, we just talked about adapting in the last episode. This is now your chance to then adapt to the situation, look at it different, use that pain as a receptor to then come back and be like, okay, how do I recover from this? Because think about it, the more you can move around, the more you can get that blood flow going, the faster you're gonna fucking recover. The more you sit down and the more you sit idle, the less chance your blood has a chance to get moving, and your heart's not going to have a chance to pump the way it wants to pump. And then that injured area, especially if it's like the lower limbs, it's farther away from your heart. You're going to have less of a chance for it to get recovered faster. So why wouldn't you want to move around?
Yeah, you got
to
pump that blood
and at least figure something out. Like for me, right? I got set way back. I was at a point where I could bike. I was biking 10 miles again, like all the stuff. I could go on family walks with my weighted vest. I was comfortable. Now it's like, okay, I go on slow walks now just with nothing, and I'm doing a bunch of leg extension on my Bowflex. But that's still me doing something because I'm getting the blood flowing to those areas that I know I need, right? That's the important part. Like, that's how I look at recovery, not like, oh, let me sit here and just wait for this shit to feel better. That's what I used to do when I was little. Why do you think I still have fucking issues to this day, man? I mean, you saw when you were here, like, I'm sure a lot of us skaters, our hips are just like, totally fried, especially if you skate the way, like jumping down stairs and rails and all that stuff. And it's like,
a lot of impact.
Over the years, you get injured, right? You have all these injuries, and I get it. We go to the doctor, and most of the time, I mean, there's definitely some, I've heard some more pros recently talking about, you know, them going to good doctors who are like, hey, they're giving them kind of like programming and sending them in the right direction, which is great to hear. But I know like from personal experience and from a bunch of homies growing up, that when usually you go to the doctor, they throw you in a cast and they say, I'll see you in 3 months. And then boom, you come back in 3 months, they take that cast off. I'm like, fucking yippee-ki-yay, let's go skate and let's get it. Let's say it was my wrist. I was still skating with a wrist cast. But if it was my ankle, I would just sit down and fucking kick it and smoke and do whatever all day, play my video games, you know? And then it's like, dang.
Which is such then I just hop back on my
board. Like, what, dude? Like, that doesn't make
any
sense.
I think we always think of a recovery, right? It's either one. I think the way, like, when I look at, like, recovery out there, it's one of two camps. It's like either do absolutely nothing until you quote unquote recover, or I gotta be the guy who's, you know, chirotherapy, Theragun. This gun,
that's something
like
I want to talk
every
about.
Every single massage and this and that and this and that. Like, yo, let me make sure I got the Theragun and I'm getting the chirotherapy, but I'm getting 3 hours of sleep a night. Like, what are you talking about? I'm eating McDonald's. I'm eating McDonald's 4 or 5 times a week. You're
literally like, okay, the way I look at that is that's my 3 year old falling, getting a boo boo, and then saying, Dad, I need a band aid. I give him a band aid. He puts the Band-Aid over his cut, correct? And then he keeps taking the fucking Band-Aid off and then touching his wound and reopening it and then needs another Band-Aid. That's how I look at what you just explained, because it's like you're doing that process because you're not ever giving your body the chance to actually recover, because if you're just going off of 3 hours of fucking sleep, and I guarantee you, if you're going off of 3 hours of sleep, your mind is not then going to make the best decisions then for your nutrition, what's going in your body, which is then another huge fucking... Yeah, it's another huge
like that's
building
actually a scientific
of...
fact.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
When you're sleep deprived, your hormones are all out of whack, and you'll start craving foods. You'll have worse decisions. You'll be more agitated easier.
Exactly.
You know, sleep really is sleep.
Why do you think
water.
They got that Snickers commercial, bro? I mean, like, terrible fucking example, because, you know, we're trying to talk about being healthy, but Snickers are bomb, so I don't care. So it's
Snickers are dope. The ice cream ones, too. The ice cream ones. You ever have the ice cream ones on a nice summer day after a skate? The friggin' ice cream man pulls up. There's a little song, you know what I mean? He's laying
a little,
dope trick.
Not a little,
and you want to go get an ice cream.
The little Ninja Turtle freaking ice cream. Bro, tell me why those were so good with the gumball eyes.
Those
are the best.
Hot sauce. Those really were.
Those were.
And the wrestling ones back in the WWF ones.
Yeah.
With the graham cracker on the ice. Give me ice cream today, I think. I'm going to give myself an ice cream today, bro. Fuck recovery.
we're running out of 3 hours of sleep.
Sleep already,
as we were just talking about, hey, sleep's a big thing, but not
we're
for real though.
No
it is.
No sleep, and we're gonna go get ice cream today.
Well, that's the thing though. Like, you can work with it, and that's like
exactly
you gotta know. But that's the thing is, like, that's why we want to talk about it, because it's important. Like, if you do get, like, we get it. Life's life. You might have like that night of partying.
For me, I have kids.
The last two nights.
I am
up.
A kid.
Yeah, you know, sometimes shit is what it
you
is.
You have kids. I am a kid. I'll stay up till 4 a.m. doing deviant things. Yeah. You have to stay up till 4 a.m. because your kid's keeping you up.
And then all of a sudden you just wake up at 5 and you're like,
podcast.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's time to get cracking. And you know, when that happens, just know, okay, I've now taken a huge, huge step in needing to really dive deeper into my recovery process, because once like sleep's thrown out the window, like, think about this, you can get really good sleep. I can guarantee if you were to just get 8 to 9 hours of sleep, a lot of things will start changing in your life.
Oh,
if you got it on a daily basis, it's crazy. Like,
bro,
weight loss starts happening for people. Like,
everything,
it's insane,
everything.
Dude.
When I
aches
get
and pains, all that inflammation's gone. Like, it's just insane.
Bro,
what just that can do.
What I get, like, my thing is during the week, I wake up at 5 a.m., so I make sure I'm asleep 9 to 9:30. I'm asleep. You know what I mean? Why are you laughing so hard?
Bro, I just crushed my fucking finger in my desk of my chair, dude. I like went to go like this and sit up, and my chair popped up and my finger was like skink. The fucking hurt, dude. All right, continue.
But during the week, like, I'm up at 5 a.m., so I've got to make sure I get to sleep 9, 9:30. I get at least between 6.5 to sometimes 8 hours a night. You know, so that's why now being on 2 hours of sleep, I don't feel shot, because I get hours during the week. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way, Like, you know, some nights the sleep's just not going to be there. You know what I mean? But, well, like, the point is you don't want to live your life like that, I think, because then you're going to burn out. You know, you're going to start making not adequate decisions. Sleep's just the end-all be-all. Like, if you want proper recovery, you got to sleep. Sleep is when our body's like, all right, bet, let me recover now. That's when the body in nature is like, all right, let me recover after today's test. Yep. But a lot of times people want to recover of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the hand thing, like how I fell on the skateboard. Some people, and it's, I guess, the way to look at life, but, you know, like, some people, it's like, oh, my God, now I can't go to the gym. My hands are, I got to recover it. And they'll, like, just stare at their hand, like, oh, when are you going to feel better, hand? Like, sometimes you just got to go. Like, right now, with what we're talking about, sleep. Like, we're on 2 hours of sleep, but we just, like, dude, I got 2 hours of sleep last night. We got to record this podcast. And the time's like, now we got to get after it. This schedule during the week, we got to do it. For me, it's like, yo, I got a strength competition December 4th. I got to get strong for. If I got a boo-boo on my hand, I got to get over it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As I say that, though, if it was so bad that it was impeding where it was like I'm in pain as I'm trying to bench press while I'm at work, different story. But if it's like I feel something, because pain is like three things, right? It's the brain. It's an actual, like, brain thing where, like, you're perceiving pain. Some people can just take it. Then it's a sense. And I forget the third one always, you know? So it's like some people, for instance, some people feel pain before they even feel pain. Like, you go to someone, give them a fake slap, and like, ah, like, that's fake pain. Like, you didn't even, you're scared. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we do that so often. So it's like, I don't know, I'm going on a tangent with it, but, like, I like that I'm like that more, that I'm more like, give it to me like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird thing, too. It's a weird thing, too, because it honestly stops you from going to a friggin' doctor. Because, like, I'm the type of person, it's like, I don't go to the doctor unless something's growing or falling off of me. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, man, we should go now. But if it's like, oh, I think I'm dying, but yeah, we'll wait till we die. So we'll find out. I'm not like, I gotta go to the doctor, which is a good to bad.
Yeah. You know? Because
some people, because you know what it is, some people go right away and then they get diagnosed and then they become their diagnosis and then it's, and the woe is me.
Yeah. Know? So I was just gonna say, I think I come from like the opposite side of the coin. Because when I was little, it was more so like, I'll get injured. My mom was like, oh, well, let's go to the doctor. Because it was like, I was just breaking bones left and right. My vitamin D deficiency, they didn't know about until I was like 13, right? So I was like, I just kept going to the doctor. I wasn't going to stop skating. It was like, I put me in a cast. I was back out there the next day. If it was like a wrist issue or something. But it was more so like, I would get the diagnosis and then that was that for me. Like, that was, all right, cool. I got to just do this. There's nothing else I can do. Upper body's hurt, can't even do the other side. Like, I didn't know I could still work out the other side and get benefits on the injured side, you know? Like, I didn't know any of this stuff when I was little, so I just went with the flow.
And the doctor didn't tell you.
Yeah, and
that's
like
messed up.
Well, and the thing is, I think it's more so like they're, when I think about doctors, like, I get upset about it, but then I'm like, they're, for them, it's like, for us, we like to tell people about other people that can help them, like, in our fields, right? But for doctors, it's like they only, they go to school for so long for that one, like that one thing that they're kind of studying after, right? So whatever, like, lane, yeah, whatever lane they decide to go in, like, that's kind of like where their focal point is. And I think it's hard for them to then adjust that view and take it outside of it to look at it from maybe somebody else's to say, hey, oh, maybe this would benefit you and stuff like that. You know, I don't know if it's like something they purposely do, but who knows, you know.
That we can, because I'm holding back.
Yeah, I know. Right, that's now why I'm trying to get away from the conversation.
Doctors are cool. Doctors are cool. I know some great doctors. You know,
yeah, no, exactly.
I will say that the doctor I had growing up, I would never take his advice now. Like, he was like 5 foot, like, I'm 5'4". I got some size on me. You know, I look healthier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy was like 5'2", 100 pounds. Like, no, he was like,
oh, he's just a twig.
Hello, Mr. Lewis, how are you? Like, I'm gonna break you in half, bro. Why would I listen to you about health? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you, that's what you're saying. That's like the fat trainer type of thing,
dude. That's the thing. But
okay, we're getting off topic though. Yeah, we're talking about recovery.
Like, we're not talking about recovery now. So, we're just talking about people.
We were talking about sleep and, like, how I was saying, like, when you do get a little bit of sleep, just know, like, your next thing,
don't,
you need
push
to
it that day.
Drive home. Yeah, the next thing you need to drive home is what you're going to be doing that day. So look at your day. Like, for my skateboarders out there, and I think this is kind of what I want to talk about too, because you're talking about, like, working through pain. Y'all need to chill out a little bit on this. I know skaters out there, I skated with a broken kneecap for my great-grandma. That's a little bit different. I get it. Like, she was there to see me skate for the first time, and it was actually the last time ever. So, fuck yeah, I skated with a broken kneecap.
That is amazing.
But and I got second place too, so it's pretty
dude.
Cool.
That is
it's pretty sick, dude.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, really quick, got to give a shout out to our sponsors here on the XSF podcast. Now, make sure if you guys want to check out any further information on all these amazing humans and companies, that you just check the show notes. Everything will be down there underneath our podcast sponsor section. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop. Third Lair Skate Park and Skate Shop is located in Golden Valley, Minnesota. They have an online store, and like I said, you can check everything in the show notes for their website link. Now, Third Lair has been an amazing place for not only myself, but a lot of other skateboarders here in the Twin Cities and even around the U.S. They have everything from skate gear, wheels, boards, bearings, trucks, all the way to their own apparel, so you look fresh while you're getting those clips and landing those tricks. They also have everything from skate lessons to skate camps, so make sure you check them out. Keeping it on the skateboard train, now we got to give a shout out to our sponsors, Monte Coso Skateboards. Monte Coso Skateboards is a Minnesota owned and operated business. They are also all about the community, always out there trying to give back, put out things that are really just helping the kids be able to prosper in the skate game. Now, besides that, they also have very, very durable boards. Most durable boards I've ever skated myself, and I've skated quite a few. I've jumped down rails, jumped down stairs. This board has even hit the corner of concrete walls, and it still hasn't chipped. I'm telling you, you want a durable board that is still lightweight? Check out Monte Coso Skateboards.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Batch Roasting Co. Batch is an ethnically sourced, minority-owned, organic, fair trade coffee company roasting out of Brooklyn, New York. Let me tell you, Batch is some great people making some great coffee. Trust me, I'm a self-proclaimed coffee connoisseur. I've had delicious coffee all over the place. And when I tell you Batch is some of the best coffee I've ever had, I'm not just saying that. You know what I mean? We just don't let anyone be our sponsor. You know what I'm saying? We jive with our products that sponsor us. So trust me when I tell you Batch is some of the best coffee. You can find Batch on Instagram at BATCHROASTINGCO. That's Batch Roasting Co. You can check out their website, BATCHROASTING.com, batchroasting.com. Type in LBOMB at checkout for 15% off your entire order. That's LBOMB at the checkout. Go get some delicious coffee by some amazing humans. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Jetty Woodwork. Jetty Woodwork is a veteran-owned and operated woodworking company out of Long Beach, New York. They are great people creating great products. I personally bought a custom board for my brother, a cutting board. We got into some chefing, and we got a little custom cutting board for him. They threw an MB on it, a little pot plant on there for us, because, you know, he's a marijuana enthusiast. So, amazing product. It's amazing stuff they do over there. All their wood is locally sourced. Their cutting boards are 100% organic. And like I just said, they'll custom. They'll put anything you want on there. Just great people doing great things. Definitely check them out. You can find them on Instagram at JETTY Woodwork. That's Jetty Woodwork. JETTY Woodwork.
During the warm up, I forgot I never told you that. During the warm up, I was going to practice. This is just like front lip slide. Cause it was like an intermediate at this time. Like when I entered the contest, I was going to just like this front lip slide on this rail, and one of the judges was actually skating by. And this is like when I was a little kid trying to get noticed in the skate game. Like I was trying to be cool with everybody, and I was kind of getting introduced into my little skate crew and shit. And so I was coming, and I didn't want to hit him because like you go to do a front lip and like you're kind of like, imagine like this is like the rail. You come up over it, right? And it's like he was on this side. I didn't want to hit him with my tail or my leg. So I kicked out and like tried to jump. And what happened was my leg went under and through the rail and caught the railing on the kneecap and just went plink. And I was like, oh. And then I like went down and my knee was just swelled up like a mofo. My mom brought me up front and I was crying because my great grandma was on the way. I was like 13. And then
he's still skating.
Yeah. And then she gets there and she sees me up front. And like all of a sudden, bro, I was just like, all right. And I stood up and she's like, you don't have to do this. Like, my great-grandma said that. I was like, nah, I got this. And, like, I went out there, dude, and I just freaking got it, dude. She's, like, she's in her little wheelchair watching me, bro. It was so sick, dude. R.I.P. No, I love you.
If you didn't skate, I probably would have fucking broke this partnership right now. If the story was the other way, where you're like, yeah, so I didn't skate.
I just got up and went home. Thanks, Nutter. Podcast
over.
Yeah, fuck this. Yeah, dude, it's
No, that's amazing, bro. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then ended up being full second.
That's a different story.
But it's more so like I know exactly how it feels to like roll your ankle, right, and not be a major thing, and then wanting to go skate. Like that's something you need to chill out on, you know, like because that type of stuff, like when you're messing with ligaments and tendons and stuff.
I was
stuff,
just
like,
gonna say, it bro, doesn't, ligaments don't hurt.
Yeah, they don't.
When you snap a ligament, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's just a weird feeling. So
it's
if
a
you're
weird,
not aware
it's a
of
tweak.
It,
yeah, it's yeah. just like this weird tweak, and then that just leads to instability and all this crazy yeah. stuff starts linking yeah. up the kinetic chain, and you just got issues. So that's a big thing, you know, and especially when you do roll your ankle, every time you do that, you know, you're lengthening and stretching those tendons and ligaments, like, and they don't want to come back. They don't want to shorten back up, you know, like once they're stretched out, they're pretty stretched out. That's why like my right ankle, I've rolled it so many times, and the one I didn't have surgery on yet is like when they go to do like the rigidity test. So like they grab mm-hmm. your Achilles and they go up and down with it. It's mm-hmm. not supposed to move that much. It's only supposed to glide a little bit, like right. with the talus and stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah.
My right ankle is like bloop, 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 bloop. Because wow. it's so loose from rolling my ankles. That's how my left one was, but it was worse. So that's why they did surgery on it. Because I just sad. Had no matter what I was doing in the gym. I mean, you saw. I mean, I do barefoot shit all the time.
Yeah.
No matter
yeah.
what I was doing, that's the problem. Is you can't really. You can do a little bit to build like the intrinsic muscles of the foot and try to help with the stabilization of that stuff, but you're not really gonna be able to strengthen those ligaments and tendons ever again without kind of going deeper and under the knife with things. So that's just something to think about.
Also is like. What I think about recovery, it's also, it's like that whole idea, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And what
exactly.
I mean by that, like
there
for me
go.
Personally, like the way with my life is like, since I wake up at the time I wake up and I got my job is a laborious job. Like I'm utilizing my body's muscles, my hands, I work, I'm moving all day long to perform my task at work. Then yeah. I skate and then I train for a strength competition. So I stress for at least 15, 20 minutes every morning and mm-hmm. like a half hour, 45 minutes at night. Because then that stops me from getting injured and it keeps me ready. I don't feel like after a workout, I don't feel like yeah. the next day at work, like, oh my God, I climb up these stairs. Like last night I was squatting and now I was squatting 315 for, you know, for reps and all that. And like now I got to walk up these stairs, the pipe. I'm not feeling like that because I'm doing my due diligence to get my sleep, water, my vitamins and stretch. Like I always, sick. That's something I neglected my whole life working out. I didn't really know how to work out my whole life. I just worked out. But now that I yeah. do it, I actually stretch, and like at 21, I'm 31 now. When I was 21, I literally thought I needed back surgery because I was just about working out, going to work, and I was like felt like this. Now I'm 31, and I feel like what I do now, you know, when I wake up, work, skate, strength train, every single day of my life is laborious job, skate through Manhattan, and strength training. You know what I'm saying? And I can yeah. do that because I get my sleep, and I stretch. I take vitamins, and I eat pretty healthy throughout the week, and then I have a couple meals here and there, you know. A
couple meals here and there.
Yeah,
you know?
It depends. Sometimes I'm throwing a friggin' donut if I want.
Well, and that's what I was just gonna say too, like with just everything. So I was talking about like with skaters, like having to chill out a little bit. That's just something I just, if you're a skater and you're listening, like
yeah, well that's
just
the thing, right?
Just listen to your like body you a little said, bit, yeah, like exactly. yeah, like he's like Lou's saying, just listen, because it's like you can go hard. I'm not saying you can't, but it's like just know like when it's time to like dial it back and
dial it back. Like for instance, yeah. if you get a small little, like you said, right? If you bust mm-hmm. your kneecap before a competition,
that's on
you.
Dog.
Like all right,
like,
bet,
you
yo,
can choose what you
want to
do.
Style.
Like you're the athlete, bro. Like
exactly.
it's a different situation.
But if you bust your kneecap before going out with a skate with the boys, maybe it's
go the fuck home. Like
maybe
go the fuck
chill,
home,
yeah.
dude.
Or,
like,
or
no...
just don't skate. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
get
just
on,
don't
get on a friggin'
yeah. Ice. Get some ice from the store and go chill. Like there's no like
watch them
like fight that battle another day. Like that day will come again. Like it's different and. Really what I was trying to get at too with like the sleep thing, right? So I know like a lot of my skate homies, personally my skate homies party. They fucking party. That's what it is, right? So you're up late and doing all that shit. Cool, I get it. But just know like if that's the case, you're living your life, that's fine. Do you, but please, if that's your choice, then your next fucking thing, like Lou's saying, to have that insurance against getting injured is going to be your nutrition. That's going to be a huge, huge block for you now on your list. If you know like sleep's an issue for you, really dial in on your nutrition then, because if you even just knew the three meals you wanted to eat, or three meals you liked, or three kind of things you like to eat the most, and you knew they're healthy whole foods, and you just drove that home really hard and got that in, that's at least gonna give you the nutrients your body's gonna need to keep going and fuel itself, and to, you know, give the muscles of the body, even if you don't have, like think about this, when you're skating, you don't have to have a bunch of muscle to for the muscles to need fucking protein
For
to
your
then
body
build
to move.
themselves back up, right? So it's like you got to
Your
look at it
body to
that way.
move,
When
so.
yeah, when you're not like when under eating is a huge thing. Like that was, especially for me, skateboarding growing up, it was ginormous, man. Like I would skate, 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 not think about eating forever, and then I'd go home and eat one meal late at night, wake up the next morning feeling like dog shit, dude. And then I'd have to stretch, right? I think I'd have to do all these stretches and stuff before I could even get on my board. It's like that's where the missing link is. Like, and that's even comes over into when I would work, dude. When I was working, I was doing yard work. I've done every fucking job under the goddamn sun. Like I was doing yard work when I worked at Petco cleaning damn dogs, and I did all this other stuff. Like when I worked, bro, I just didn't eat. I just wanted to work. That's all I care about. When I do this too, like I just want to work. But I know now like how to kind of divvy up my stuff, and I just wouldn't eat. Like I just wouldn't eat, go all day, and then I'd eat at night. And the things I was eating, like I'm not saying you can't do that. Like you could go all day and get all your calories into one meal, like if your stomach can handle it, right? I
It's what
mean,
works for you best,
if it
you know what I
works
mean?
for you,
Because
like,
some
but just
people
know
can
like it has to be
survive on one meal a
nutritious,
day.
right? So it
Yeah,
was like
exactly.
I wasn't getting nutritious meals in. That was the issue. It was like I was eating McDonald's or fucking Taco Bell or mac and cheese, was it, and some bread when I got home, right? And it's like I get it. By all means, don't think, trust me, I'm still in the predicament of having to eat ramen and stuff at times. Like I get it, money's tight and it can be tight. But I'm saying if you do have the funds to look at stuff and be like, okay, where can I spend this differently and get myself some whole foods, and you know, look at getting some chicken breast for myself if you eat meat, you know, going down that route. Just
You know
those
what,
little
too, dude?
things.
Even when we look at it like that, it's actually not as ex like you can get a ton of chicken thighs for
Oh,
a
for
very
sure.
cheap price, and you can get
For
a
sure.
ton of vegetables for a very cheap price. It just comes down to convenience. Because you know what's easier? Driving up to McDonald's and saying, "Can I have a number five, please, with a Coke?" and then eating it, then getting the food, cooking the food. All that's a process. Like to me, it comes now we can get on the topic of like psychology with food. Like you have to have a
Yeah,
reason
and
for what you're
that's
eating
a
while you're eating.
whole I think
Yeah.
we should
But when
definitely
you're
do an
hitting,
episode on
yeah.
that, but that's
Maybe the next episode. This
yeah.
now we just got the idea for
There
the
we
next
go.
episode. But
Yeah,
like
so I'm
for
yeah.
recovery in particular, it really comes down to, I think, sleep, proper hydration, proper nutrition,
Yeah.
and staying ready,
And
you
then
know?
also yeah, and then also just I mean training for whatever your life is, right? So it's more so like, I'm not saying you, like Lou right now, his life is electrician shit, skateboarding, and then strength, right? So that's his goal. Now for me, it's more so like just being my dad self, doing extreme strength and fitness, and getting back on my board. So our training is gonna look much different. But
Oh, yeah.
the big thing about our training that will be similar is the fact that it's all about injury risk management, and that's gonna, of course, play right into your recovery process, right? Because if you're then pretty much training to mitigate that risk of injury, you're then giving yourself that good layer of protection of injury happening, which then not having to recover. And even then, with recovery, getting that blood flow going and stuff like that, that's gonna give you a chance then to figure out, like, if you're like, let's say your lower body's sore from a skate session, doesn't mean you should shy away from doing maybe some leg extensions or a good nice 30-minute walk that day. It might actually
Yeah,
benefit
you
you
can do
because
some
that's your
body weight walking lunges. Just get mobile,
exactly
get the blood flowing to the muscles to
something.
pump the
Whatever
nutrients.
your goals are, right? Whatever you
It's also
think.
too, yeah, it's also too with recovery, like what you just said exactly with that injury risk management. It comes down because, like, that's what my sleep and my stretching before in the morning and after and at night is injury
And
risk
that's your
management. Because if
training.
I, yeah,
That's what
because
I was
if I
gonna
get,
say
yeah,
too at the end
exactly.
of
Because
it
if I
all.
get injured, if I get injured, now I'm taking money out of my pocket because I'm gonna be screwed at work, and I'm not strength training for this competition, and I'm not skating, depending on
Yep.
where the injury is. So I'm taking out my entire life by an injury. So I do my due diligence to make sure I'm not getting injured by doing my risk management of injury, you know? And that's something we all got to do, unless like you just don't care, you know what I mean? Like you
Yeah, it's
gotta
like
like for me, like if I get injured, I'm not getting paid, I'm not competing. What am I
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, and like that's the thing too, is like this isn't just for the skateboarder. This isn't like this is for anybody out there. It's
And
like
all humans,
you get
especially
injured,
if you're
like
being extreme. You know, it's pretty extreme
if you're
to have a day job, skate, strength train. It's pretty extreme to be a father of two, build a business while trying to rehab yourself, work out. You know, it's extreme to be a mother of four, and try to do this and that and this and run the, you know, the CYO or whatever you're doing over it. Like all that is extreme and injury risk management. And even injury risk management with like what we're talking about now with parenting and all that. Like it's tough, obviously, to get adequate sleep. But when you can, man, you gotta do it. Cause all that, those nights missed sleep because the kids screaming, all that. That's when you
It's
don't
like,
make the right
and
decision. You might snap, you might say something you don't want to, especially to the kid, you know, all these things could happen.
And
That's
that's
why
where
it's
the other stuff comes into.
so
And
important.
that's why we wanted to drive it home today, you know, and sleep, number one. I would say this order right here, right? And the two after sleep you can kind of interchange, like you said. I would say there's four things, right? That would be the fact of just making sure you get a good sleep. It'd be nutrition, hydration. You could switch those two around, kind of. They
I think they're
interchange
the
with each
same
other.
thing. I think they might be the same thing, you know?
They interchange with each other, and I guess I'll say nutrition slash hydration, and then training specifically for injury risk management of your life and whatever your life might entail. Now, with that being said, really quick, before we end today's episode, you know, a couple episodes ago, we did a tribute to my good and beloved friend Henry Gartland. RIP, man. We all love and miss you.
Rest in
And
peace.
I want to share something today that the skateboarding community is always doing stuff like this. It's amazing. GoFundMes when people are sick, foundations after people pass away. You know, it's the skate community is absolutely fucking amazing, and I love it. And one thing that they're trying to build is the awareness of actually brain injury. So Henry himself was, I mean, if you've watched him skate, then you know he took some gnarly slams. I was actually there one time when he hit his head and started seizing. It was, you know, so he's had some crazy head injuries. So what they wanted to do was to build a foundation, the Henry Gartland Foundation. You can go watch this video on YouTube. It's a little washed out on here. I'll make sure that I have a pop-up on screen as well for you all. And links will all be down in the show notes as well. You can check this video out on YouTube. Santa Cruz did a video on it. It's an amazing video. It's really explaining what they're doing here, why they're doing it, and again, who Henry was as a human. You also can follow their account on Instagram. That's going to be at the Henry Gartland Foundation. Again, everything will be down in the show notes. That will also be a place where you then can click their link. Once you click the link, you'll be taken to the henrygartlandfoundation.org. Once you're taken there, you'll be able to see an amazing little artistic picture of Henry, and then a donate button. And you guys can donate however much you see fit, however much you can. Anything will help out. And it says here really quick, I'll just read it. It says, "The Henry Gartland Foundation strives to advance research, safety, and education around the complexities of the human brain, specifically traumatic brain injuries." So listen, if you can do anything, a dollar, 99 cents, you know, whatever you got, whatever you got, I know we all could put something to this and bring a little bit more to it. So hey, that's really what I want to share with everybody. I hope this was a good episode. I mean, I thought it was great. Recovery right now is super at home with me. I'm sure it should be at home with everybody, because you know we're trying to just get through every single day feeling our best, so why not have recovery down pat? Lou, I don't know if you got a sign off for him. That's about all I got for today.
That's it.
All right, everybody. Like I said, everything for links and everything mentioned is going to be down in the show notes. Make sure if you're here on YouTube, and if you're not on YouTube, check the link down below so you guys can get that. You can always find me and Lou on Instagram. I'm at devonte.xsf. You got Lou over there at bombs.bodies.xsf. I said
I
it
think it's
wrong.
bombs
And what
underscore. It might be bombs
bo
underscore
it is
bodies, not
bombs. It is it yeah,
XSF.
it is. Yeah, it is. It is. It's bombs underscore bodies.xsf. It's down in the show notes, so fuck how I'm saying it anyways. Just check down there because I know you're going to. And then, I mean, if you all really want to keep getting the information that's going to have you being the most extreme human that you can be and you'll stay up to date with all the videos, especially if you click the little bell notification icon, then you'll get notified every time we upload a video. We got podcasts coming out every Friday, and we got videos constantly coming out on the YouTube channel. So
just subscribe, download the video, and enjoy.
Just do it. If you want to be part of the community, I mean, it's a good community to be a part of.
If you want to be cool, you would do it.
Yeah. If you want to be a human, that's all about other humans. Yeah.
Hit that subscribe. If you want to be cool and you want to be accepted in life and you want to be worthy, then do it.
Click it. All right, y'all. That's enough for today. We'll stop fucking with you. Hope you guys have a good day.